This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wes, what's going on today, Wes? How you doing?
Is that you guys live after the game?
No, sir. That'd be too much.
But I'm glad you asked, Wes. We're going to have a very special edition of Dukes and Bell live from Murph's on Saturday from 4 to 7 with Heyman Ale on location and the legend Bill Murphy.
Oh, wow. Look at that now. Out amongst them on the weekends, Mike.
Little do they know, right? Hey, just like you, man, that double secret bonus weekend overtime pay, right, Carl?
That is correct, sir. That is correct.
Yeah. Double secret would be the emphasis there. That's right.
Tonight, as you ask, it's Chris Goforth, Caleb Johnson, Joe Patrick, after the last Braves out for the postgame on air here and live on Facebook. All right. Let's talk about what we saw last week. We just had Coach Art on. He already sounds like, man, he's been burning the oils and getting ready for Carolina. But good performance from our Falcons. And Wes, we found a way to win. But the thing is, you know, he said the running game's coming along, and I asked him about Cordero and Mike Davis, and he said, look, it's gonna go from week to week. You know, Davis is doing a lot of good things, even though the carries may be down. That's the thing that's got to come on, right, though? The running game, if we can get that going, this is going to be interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because the balance it creates, right? I mean, the obvious piece of that, and that takes us back a few years when you had – you know, the two-way game going all the time because you were able to run the ball for, you know, anywhere from 3 to 5 or 6 yards on average. And you were also then throwing the ball, probably Ryan's yards per attempt were somewhere 9.5 to 10. And you were as explosive as you could hope for. I thought a couple things from Saturday and beyond the monster that number 8 has become in 2 weeks. Okay. Because that's just ridiculous what he's doing. I think two things. One, the run-pass balance. You know, Dave, it was funny, Dave said on the air, you know, that first drive was something, you know, you'd just never seen. It wasn't very good at all. And then all of a sudden, it seemed like something clicked. And so we started to see more balance. That was one thing. Number two, with Ridley back in, they were still able to dictate to a lot of different personnel people in that game from a throw perspective. You know, and I was sitting here cobbling notes together today. Russell Gage, longest catch of his career the other day. Tajay Sharpe's had 6 catches in the last 2 games for 71 yards. Alameda Zacchaeus caught a pass the other day. Ridley caught 4. Gage caught 4. You know, there's Christian Blakey, go back a couple of weeks, he had a couple of catches. So, I mean, they're getting the ball to different people. Then you go to Lee Smith, he had a catch. Kyle Pitts, we know about. Crazy. Hayden Hurst had 3. So they're getting the football to a lot of people. That makes you hard to defend, in my opinion.
I just think this team is getting better and better each week, Wes. And look, there's areas that obviously there's room for improvement. In some cases, the defense, it might not ever get to where we really need it to be this year, just because based on the resources we had available to put into that side of the ball. But offensively, I think the offensive line is getting better and better. And see the skill positions. And again, Kyle Pitts, another game where this guy, he's the dude who helps you salt it away. And that those the final couple of catches to manage the clock and kick the field goal.
All right. I said on the air, this is why you drafted the guy where you drafted him, right here. I mean, you want to know, the other day they went and put their best guy on your best guy, and your best guy won. And he won convincingly against the guy. Not just a run-of-the-mill corner now in Howard, right? We're talking about a guy that goes to the Pro Bowl, all-pro cat, making a lot of money, and he couldn't guard him. Could not guard him. And that's the thing that you're sitting there scratching your head, and for – you know, all the folks and all the conjecture and subjectivity, whatever, about the draft, this is why you took the guy. Because he is a matchup nightmare. you can't. It's hard. I mean, you've actually got to commit somebody from the second level and probably one and a half from the third level to give yourself a chance. And if that's what you're going to do, then guess what? Somebody else is going to be open. So I think that's the encouraging piece. Mike, you're on it about, you know, developing and getting better all the time. I'm willing to commit the defense to that side too, but I just think it may be on a slower scale, and the injury to Oliver hurts. Terrell being banged up and on the injury report to start this week. You know, we don't need a long-term thing there. We need A.J. Terrell on the field because he makes you a better football team too.
We're talking Falcons with the voice of our Atlanta Falcons, Wes Durham, guys, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Wes also is on the ACC Network. You watch him on mornings and talking some college football here in just a bit. I just want to get back to the progress that we're seeing, you know, on the defensive side. Bo gave some interesting stats earlier today talking about the linebackers, and it's kind of misleading, isn't it, Wes, that you see how we're giving up points and teams moving the ball, but then you look at the numbers and you go, well, these linebackers aren't playing that terrible, are they?
No. I think what you're getting is, you know, Aluakin's got 61 tackles and Debo's got 58, and you're talking about Aluakin's had a dozen or more in three of the last four. Debo's had 11 or more tackles in four of six. I thought Ogundeji played okay. You know, I thought he played okay being thrown out there as a starter the other day. That's one
and a big special teams play too, Wes, right?
Oh, my God. Two-hand smash back. I mean, they practically kicked it between the nine and the two. I mean, he's like Richard Kiel in one of those James Bond movies when he broke through there. I think that you're a young football team by nature, though, Carl. I mean, yeah, you got some old guys. I mean, Grady Jarrett's seventh year feels like he just got here, right?
Right.
I think that you're a young football team by definition, especially in the secondary. Look, Ricky Grant's going to have some baptism by fire back there. It's going to happen. You know, you threw Chris Williamson out there the other day, and, you know, he didn't have any choice. Fabian Moreau, I think, is a guy. If you want to talk about the defense getting better, Fabian Moreau is a guy who I think has gotten better as the year's gone on. Does that mean he's a finished product? By no means. But I think Dean Pease is learning what guys can operate in his system. And unfortunately, you don't have Isaiah Oliver, but you're still leaning on some guys. And let's hope we can get, you know, Eric Harris ready to go on Sunday, because Carolina's coming in here wounded. That's the thing. I mean, I'm up here in Charlotte. Trust me.
Right.
They started off too good. Things were too good early. Now, all of a sudden, they've lost to the Giants. They've lost to the Eagles. They've lost to the Vikings. They don't feel good at all about their quarterback. They don't feel good at all about their team. The Deshaun Watson trade thing up here has blown up locally today. So you're going to play a wounded team on Sunday, and sometimes those are the most dangerous ones in the NFL.
Yeah, Sam Darnold with 7 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, and I was just reading an article from up in Charlotte, Wes, where you are, that the numbers are unbelievable. Christian McCaffrey has now missed 17 of his last 23 games over the last 2 years, and it's almost like they need to have a better plan for when he's not there, because he's not there so often lately.
Well, and here's the other thing, too. You can't win. I mean, how many times can you say this about the NFL? You can't win unless your best players are on the field, right?
Right.
And Christian McCaffrey clearly is their best player. Even, you know, 75% Christian McCaffrey is better than 100% of most of the other cats. But here's the other part about this. How many times do you guys get in a conversation about the NFL where the quarterback is just so-so, right? Not very often.
Right.
If it's a good team in the National Football League, that organization got that discussion right, correct? That's the thing, and I know Arthur Smith said some things this week about Matt. Let me tell you, we had, and Mike, you can probably speak to this as well as anybody. Since Dave and I started doing the ball games, we had 1 year where the bottom fell out, and that was 2007.
Right.
I mean, where it was Joey Harrington, Byron Leftwich,
and Chris Redman.
I think with Chris Redman, right? But since 2000, really, since Michael took over from Chris Chandler in the early 2000s, right, at quarterback, Atlanta has had great to very good quarterback play. Think about all the teams that have seen some dip and some other resolve, and Carolina is just the latest example. Sam Darnold, just it's been weird to watch. He threw a pick on the first play against the Vikings, Carl. Pick on the first play.
Right.
And that's just one of those things where Carolina is fighting their best player on the bench and the quarterback not playing very well. And that's something that, if you don't have those two things, I don't care how good Phil Snow's defense is. And it's been pretty good by the numbers. But, you know, you're going to be vulnerable, and that's where Carolina finds itself right now.
I think we're beating the teams we're supposed to be beating as we're kind of, you know, getting better each day. As Westerm joins us, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline, in retrospect, we probably, you know, we let Washington off the hook, obviously. I just don't think the Eagles game is anything that shows what we're about, because we just weren't ready for the season, it seemed like, if you're in hindsight. You know, the systems, the complexities of some of the things we were trying to do. I mean, it's no excuse. We got our butts kicked, but the Washington game is the one that would put us over 500.
Well, it would, and, you know, you can go back to the Philly game, but Sirianni had an offensive set going in that game he'd never shown during the preseason, okay? So you had to completely adjust what you were doing on the fly that day against Jalen Hurts. Look, I don't disagree with you about Washington. You let a busted play beat you at the end of the game. But I think we've seen, and we've kind of visited here every week, we talked about the growth point of the defense to win in New York, right? We've now talked about the offense starting to find its groove. I think that's one of the things you have to be encouraged about. But here's the other aspect about this, and I hesitate to talk about it. Atlanta's got a lot of season left, guys. I mean, a lot of season. You've had your bye week, and you got 11 games left. I mean, it's kind of crazy how much longer this is going to be for Atlanta. So Arthur Smith and his staff and Terry Fontenot and the front office guys, they're going to have to really measure kind of the stamina and conditioning of this football team to get through the remainder of this season and be playing good football the rest of the way.
Wes, before we let you go, most intriguing game this weekend, college football. I know you've been talking a lot about all these great games that are coming up, but give me a couple you're looking at.
Well, I'd say Michigan State from the standpoint of we got to start eliminating some zeros in this thing.
Yep.
I would throw the Big Ten deserved. The Big Ten East is just a war, dude. I mean, Ohio State, Penn State, you know, the James Franklin conversation won't go away. And I think Michigan State's probably the game you got to keep an eye on, at least from a national perspective. So right. I would go with that one right now. I think that's the one that we all need to look at, because if Michigan were to win that game, then it probably is going to come down to the Ohio State game to determine if they can finish with a zero.
Right. Of course, you know, Georgia and, you know, Florida, all the talk about the quarterback, Kirby's been, you know, kind of doing his thing.
Carl, what'd I tell you? I said what I said, right?
You did.
Defense is good enough to take you a long way. Don't mess up the offense.
I'm with you. I just roll with JT. I would roll with Stetson Bennett. I think he's improved.
Like saying it, Mike.
Well, he's better. He's better than what he was last year. If he played like this last year, they might have beat Alabama. It's a whole different trajectory.
Yeah. Hey, Carl, by the way, Sunday, one of the advantages of being in the worst broadcast booth in the National Football League.
Yeah.
At Hard Rock Stadium at Emporium. Was that we were able to look right down the line and see your partner in the front row of club seats.
Oh, he was, huh? Was he two-fisting it? Two drinks?
Well, at least that. I mean, it was, you know.
Yeah, a lot of shots. That's why my voice sounds like this.
I didn't realize they had table service to certain seats at Hard Rock Stadium.
Wow.
No, Tony the Mailman and I, they have those tin cups, Carl, for your booze.
Okay.
And it was very convenient to club level. The bar was right there. So during the TV timeout, you can get right back in it, man. Problem is
it might look like Usain Bolt leaving that seat during a break, Carl.
Well, you need to have at least three people if you're going to get six shots. So we took care of the whole row. So we had nice,
good fellowship. Bo pointed out his seat location. I said, oh, it's where the crowd is. I got it.
Wes, thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.